going to bring in a pinch hitter for New York Jim, and there's only one guy who's any better than that. That's Travis Ishikawa. Travis, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for
having
me.
Boy, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate the beer can grabbing you there. What a moment. When you first came up and you talked about being on second base and seeing that Ike Davis was a Pirate, you knew your days were numbered, to being the next Bobby Thompson. Isn't life interesting?
You couldn't write it if it was a movie, I think. It's just this game is mysterious, and you always say that, you know, with coaches that have been coaching this game and been in this game for 50 plus years, and they're still seeing things they've never seen before. So, from where I was at in April to where I'm at now, I'm just completely blessed and humbled.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And have you watched that home run? How many times have you seen it now?
1,000 might be an understatement. The replay was on two nights ago. It was just on continuously. I think I was watching until 2:30 in the morning that night.
Well, you're going to get to hear it again on KMBR. They're going to replay the game here as soon as you and I are done today. But that pitch, 2-0, and I say, look, you're a major leaguer. You hit 2-0. 2-0 for a major leaguer, it's down the middle, why not?
It didn't even cross my mind. He'd thrown 6 straight balls, which was probably a good thing. I think maybe if I would have thought about that, I might have mentally blocked myself into taking that pitch. So, in that situation with the winning runs on second base, you're just looking to put the barrel on the ball.
Yeah.
I knew he was throwing hard. He got behind. I figured he wanted to throw a strike. It was probably going to be with a fastball. I didn't want to risk going 3-0. So, I was just being aggressive right there, and it went right into a location I was looking for, and I got the barrel to the ball just like I wanted to, and obviously the rest is history, and it just, it was just for it to go over. I mean, I knew it was off the wall.
You did. Okay.
But it wasn't until like right before first base. I think when you saw my first hand go up, that's when I realized I just won the game. I think when you saw the second one go up is when I'd seen it go over the fence, and that was just icing on the cake.
I saw both hands go up when Peavy came after you.
Yeah, that was out of self-defense.
My goodness.
I don't know what the rules are. I know base coaches can't touch the runners when they're trying to score. They're out, and I didn't know what it was for teammates with walk-off homers. I mean, obviously, you've seen in other clips, guys, hitting the home runs and coming out to celebrate. But I was just trying to make sure I got to home plate. I didn't want that to get ruined. And, later on, I know that he thought it was off the wall. He was coming out to celebrate. So, it was one of those things. I look like on replay, I don't remember. I remember just trying to step aside him, trying to jump around him, and on the replay, it looked like I completely picked him up and shoved him. So I had to apologize him today about that, and of course he was fine with it. But that's just the kind of guy PV is. I mean, he's just so happy. He wanted to be the first one out there to celebrate.
That's Travis Ishikawa with us. Nice of him to stop by. All right, so you got to put that aside. You're a great hero. Now, what are you going to do for me tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we're not done yet. Boch talked about that with us today.
Did he?
We got 4 more wins we're trying to get, and obviously we're playing a really good team, the best team in the American League right now. So, we got our work cut out for us, and obviously we all know what's at stake. A lot of guys have been here before, and we know what it takes. So we're going to go out, ready to play hopefully our baseball and try to get those 4 more wins.
Yeah, well, you were here in 2010. Is this different this time? Different team, different feelings?
Absolutely. First time was my first time in the playoffs ever. I was just kind of, coming up to the player off the bench, the role player, just trying to kind of soak it all in, enjoy it, just cannot believe how loud our crowd could get. You don't see, it's not like the regular season. The postseason's just, it's like, we find a way to dig deeper and to find that second gear. It just seems like our fans find another way to get even louder, and it's just, it's so exciting. So this time around, getting to play a little bit, kind of having been through it before, it's just, I'm just enjoying it a lot more than 2010.
Well, you had a big hit in 2010. You did well.
Big walk.
Yeah,
big walk.
I call it in the box score, you made something happen.
Yeah, I think I got a hit in the game one that put us up by 11 runs going into the ninth.
You got a big walk.
It was huge, obviously, for me personally. But, obviously nothing quite like two nights ago.
No, this is pretty good. All right. Kansas City, know anything about them yet? Have you guys talked about it?
We haven't really talked about them yet. I mean, obviously, we played against them earlier this year. We know that they're they're pretty similar to us, that they've carried, rodent on the backs of their pitching staff, and obviously their bats have come alive here in this postseason. We know how fast they are. Their defense is tremendous. So, it's going to be similar to, I think, with the Royals and the Nationals. We just got to continue to play our style of baseball, continuing to believe no matter what inning it is or what the score is, and just, all 30 of us out there just believing that we're going to get the job done.
All right, so left field, let you go with this. You're gliding. You're a glider. You go to the ball nicely. It looks like you've been out there your whole life. Have you been a left fielder?
No, but you know what? You were the first person to ever say that I glide.
You're a glider.
You know, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, I played a little outfield in high school, but I moved to first base, and I've basically been there ever since. The last, you know, maybe 2 years, I've gotten some reps out in the outfield. Mostly in right field, though. I always thought that right field was a little bit easier. You get the ball, you can see the ball a little bit better. Yeah. The ball kind of plays a little bit truer. And obviously with Jay's ball the other day, you know, it was one of those balls that I kind of feared for. And, you know, obviously I felt terrible at the time, but the team picked me up. Everybody was phenomenal. And, you know, that's why I was out there today with Roberto working on that first step, trying to read balls off the bat and trying to make sure I try not to let that happen again.
You made a good jump. What went through your mind that you said, uh-oh?
Yeah, that exactly. That's exactly right. I just, you know, it was, oh my gosh. Yeah. I felt like I was 3 inches tall. My goodness. Obviously, to get the ball, get it back in as quick as I could so another run wouldn't score.
That's good. That was a big play.
But after, you know, after throwing that ball in, obviously, I didn't want anybody to see me put my head between my legs, but that's what I felt like. You know, I felt terrible. You know, you don't want to give a team like the Cardinals any run, you know, just give them runs. They're a good team. Their pitching's good. So, you know, I felt like I'd almost felt like right there that I'd cost us the game. And but the great thing about this team was from player to coach to training staff to everybody coming up to me, the bat boys. I mean, just don't worry. Just plat me on the bat. Just say, we're going to get them. Just, it's all right. It's all right. You know, bump, pick me up, not letting another run score. Joe with that big homer. And then obviously, you know, just the rest of the bullpen keeping in the lead where it was. So. Yeah. It gave me the opportunity. You know, Pablo with that huge at bat with two strikes and that single, you know, and Belt with the tough walk. I mean, he's had some incredible at bats his whole postseason. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a team effort all the way around. You know, it just happened to me in that one moment in that right spot, and I expect someone else to be there coming up here.
Absolutely,
next
and I'm glad the teammates are great. The way they pick you up, and we could all see it, and it was really good. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, I've been here for 3 months now, and I've picked that up from day one. That it's family, you know. I mean, we're there to pick each other up, to lift each other up. When one's down, we're all there to pick them up. When you know, one does something well, we're all there to celebrate with them. It's a family.
Seems like you never left.
It really does. I mean,
you know that.
I know I was been gone.
And
sometimes
they love you here. You know that they love you here.
Sometimes it feels like it's been 10 years. And then when I came back up for that first night game against Pittsburgh, and I'm in the dugout, and I'm sitting there for the first pitch, and drinking my coffee like I did back in 2010, standing next to Affeldt on the bench, and I'm looking around, and I'm just seeing all the fans. It's getting loud, and I just was like, it really felt like I had never left, and this is home.
Great. Hey, Travis, thank you so much for stopping by.
All right,
thank
you.
Have a great series. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Travis Ishikawa. Boy, thanks for hanging with us, everybody.